Student Loan Debt Forgiveness Plan. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden announcing yesterday he will effectively wipe away billions of dollars in student loan debt.
The president's announcement benefits 43 million borrowers, including 20 million who will see their student debt totally canceled. Up to $10,000 in federal loans, $20,000 in Pell Grants for borrowers making up to $125,000 a year, and up to $250,000 for couples. Everyone else gets an additional four-month pause. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi writes, President Biden's bold action is a strong step in Democrats' fight to expand access to higher education. But just last year, she didn't think this was legal.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Several conservative lawmakers say the plan is unfair to people who didn't go to college or those who've already repaid their loans and will get no benefit, saying he made critical mistakes during the deadly shootings at Robb Elementary School. The school board in Uvalde, Texas, has fired the district's police chief, Pete Arredondo, in a meeting attended by angry residents. Arredondo did not attend the meeting, fearing for his own safety. His attorney says the termination is unlawful and unjustified. It's been 3 months since a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers. Itaru Nakamura, the head of Japan's police service, says he's resigning over his agency's failures to stop last month's assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, shot from behind at a political rally. Oklahoma plans to end the life of convicted killer James Coddington in about 8 hours from now. He was convicted of beating a man to death in 1997 over drug money. Governor Kevin Stitt rejecting the parole board's recommendation for clemency. The Air Resources Board in California expected to vote today to set a deadline to ban the sale of new fossil fuel power vehicles by the year 2035. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It's deadline day for the Justice Department to suggest redactions to the affidavit used to secure the Mar-a-Lago search warrant as a judge considers unsealing parts of it.
The affidavit is a document that includes probable cause. It will explain why Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt signed off on allowing federal agents to search the former president's Mar-a-Lago home. The affidavit would have detailed information, including what crime or crimes the Justice Department believes were committed. Last week in court, Judge Reinhardt said he was leaning toward unsealing parts of the affidavit for the public to see. The DOJ warned unsealing their preliminary evidence could jeopardize their ongoing probe and could threaten the safety of witnesses interviewed by the FBI. But over the weekend, Reinhardt had some time to think about it, and in a court filing just a few days ago said he may release some of it or none, depending on the arguments made by the Justice Department.
Fox's David Spunt. Former President Trump has called for the affidavit to be made public in its entirety. State Farm and Casualty Company, a subsidiary of State Farm Insurance, has agreed to pay the federal government $100 million in restitution over its alleged mishandling of flood insurance claims following Hurricane Katrina. The settlement marks the conclusion of legal proceedings that began more than 16 years ago with a whistleblower's complaint. There'll be no Friday night lights this fall for a high school football team in central Pennsylvania.
The Middletown Area School District in central Pennsylvania has canceled its football season after videos surfaced showing hazing among team members. It showed a group of students restraining two of their teammates while suggestively poking at them with a muscle therapy gun. All involved were fully clothed at the time, but the district superintendent called the incident completely unacceptable. The Middletown area high school football coach has resigned, and further disciplinary action against students is expected. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.